Last Friday, the body of an unidentified 47-year-old Asian male was discovered in a public toilet block in Boundary Bend. Police didn't pull any punches when they described the man's situation. Detective Senior Constable Matt Pascoe says the police can only speculate the deceased man was working in the region.
Our records indicate that he overstayed his visa, so he was unlawfully in the country, which is sort of reasonably typical for this sort of area with illegal workers staying on at farms. So we're sort of following that line of inquiry at the moment.
The preliminary autopsy results were released on the weekend showing the man died from a medical condition. Have you had any further information from the autopsy that's helping you with this investigation?
Just in relation to the medical condition, it would have been something that this male had suffered from for a amount of time leading up to his death. He would have been quite ill prior to his death and could have sought medical treatment, but obviously due to his immigration status, he's decided not to do that, or his associates haven't helped him with that, and it's ultimately caused his death.
Is it a concern that a possible illegal immigrant has been dumped there?
Well, he's been placed there. I mean, it's a terribly sad situation that this happens in our country, where someone can't get medical condition, treatment for whatever, and then when he passes away, he's just left elsewhere for someone to find him.
Detective Senior Constable Matt Pascoe speaking with the ABC's Sheridan Stewart. While it can't be proven the man was working in the region, his death has stirred up concerns around foreign worker welfare. Australian Workers Union Victorian Secretary Ben Davis says he believes the illegal foreign worker issue is on the rise in Sunraysia.
What struck me on my trip to Mildura last week is that the incidence of the use of foreign labour, and in particular illegal foreign labour, whereas 10 or 15 years ago you'd have to go for a drive, through the Mallee away from Mildura to find these practices, you can actually find them now within 5 minutes' drive of the post office. It's becoming more common and not less common. We're hearing a range of stories confidentially from workers in a number of industries and a number of workplaces. And those stories need to be told so that we can avoid the tragedy that obviously happened the other day.
When it comes to people actually employing foreign workers, people who aren't doing the wrong thing, they often say that it's very difficult to get Australian workers to agree to do these sort of jobs. Is there more that could be done to attract Australian workers to these jobs to ensure that we don't have foreign workers either working illegally or being underpaid?
Well, I think the issue in a number of cases, and I'm certainly not saying every case, is that the wages that are being paid are not the legal minimum. The penalty rates that should be paid are not being paid. And I'm hearing story after story after story to that effect. If an employer does the right thing, and most of them do, but if they do the right thing, they pay the correct rates, they will find local labour.
So when it comes to worker welfare, if we move into that side of it more than the salary side of it, are you hearing issues about workers, particularly when it comes to their health or seeking services, particularly along the lines of health, who aren't able to access them?
Well, this is the difficulty, is that these people, particularly if they're working illegally, want to stay off the radar. And if they have a serious health issue, for example, they don't feel that they can get assistance with that, because if they do, they will be deported. And even people who are working legally are also reticent to seek medical advice and treatment where they need it, because they too are worried that if they can't work for a period of time because they're seeking medical treatment, that they too will be deported.
AWU's Ben Davis. Weekly Times journalist Emma Field has been investigating the conditions of foreign workers. She says it has been a problem in the region for years.
When you get a position of power and it's usually labour hire contractors that are hired by the farmers or by the landholders to do work, it's the position of power that they have. So if they're illegal workers, they're always scared that they're going to get dobbed in, or that someone's going to tell on them or whatever. So they can actually get made to do a lot of things that they wouldn't want to do. They get made to accept really low pay. They get made to accept, low and terrible living conditions. And even when they're visa workers, such as a backpacker visa, there's instances of exploitation because of similar reasons.
When it comes to that culture of fear and that culture of people not speaking out, do you think that often applies to producers as well as the workers themselves?
Look, the producers often use this because they want to take the workload off them. They want to take the hiring and firing of seasonal labour off their hands. And that's fair enough. It's a difficult thing to do. But once they introduce someone else in there, they can't keep an eye on what's going on at the bottom level, at the grassroots level, where they're actually being the pickers. And in terms of being scared, I think some of them are. And I've talked to farmers where they just said, look, we know sometimes that there's illegal workers there, but we need our crop off, so we just sort of let it go.